Now, you sure you just want to do this? We can just do this. We can just skip this week, man. Yeah, you said we can just skip this week, man, if you want to.
Be good, man.
Okay. We'll make
sure. People need it, right? That's what you told me last week, nigga. Man, we got to do it. We got to do it.
Yeah, but I ain't gonna lie to you either, boy. I ain't feeling right there either, man. Shoot, I'm tired as fuck. Like, I ain't got the energy on me, man. Boy. I'm gonna keep all this shit in here, man. Welcome to the MVP.
Hey, it's the Mad You Podcast.
I'm sorry. There's hype as we normally are on the podcast. Yeah. But I guess we are here to give you a podcast. So what we give you, Sick, Tired, and All.
That's the name of it. Sick and Tired and All, nigga. God,
Sick, Tired, and All, man. So with that being said, it probably will be long, and we apologize right now for the energy. Book that came down right here, and now he just left with some kind of sickness. He back at the house. What's up with your book, man? Talk to people, man.
Man, shit, folks. Y'all see what it is. I'm laid up in this little small-ass bed they put us in. You know what I'm saying? I've been here for, like, literally the last 2.5 days. Trying to recoup. It's a fight, to say the least. You know what I mean? Like, I'm laying in the bed. I can't breathe. You know, my nostrils is opening up now. Y'all niggas ain't never seen. Well, I haven't not recorded off my phone in a while, nigga. I had to pull out the laptop. I just ain't had the energy to hold nothing up or prop something up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So just went back old school with it. Yeah, man. Fuck. I slept wrong. My hip got a bruise. Mm-hmm. I'm like, God damn. You know, I got memory foam on this bitch, 4-inch thick. That ain't do shit. My back fucked up right now. I got a heating pad. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can't see it, and I'm not going to unposition myself, but this is my heating pad. You know what I'm saying? I'm laying on that hole right now. So, can't breathe. Got a hurt cough. Got a bad back. Got a hurt hip. Nigga, I'm with the shits, man. But here, I'm dedicated to the mission. You know what I'm saying? Whether I'm here for 5 minutes or 10, or 5 seconds, nigga, I show my face. You heard? Man. So, hey, man, aside from that, I don't know what the hell wrong with me. You know what I mean? Like, I can't taste and I can't smell people, so it's not the Covici. You know what I mean? Been fortunate enough to avoid that, you know, the duration of its existence. I think I just got like an upper respiratory infection or something like that. So I've been killing my Theraflu. I got a Vicks humidifier. I don't probably went through half a jar of Vicks vapor rub. Been trying to sweat it out, hence the hoodie. You know what I'm saying? Everything they tell you to do, other than them old Negro tactics of what, put garlic in your socks or some shit, like some old type shit. You know what I mean?
Might need to try that shit at this point.
I might, dog. I honest to God, I was told, somebody told me, I was told to drink hot water, right? Boiling water. Squeeze lemon in it, a little bit of honey, and add 2 cloves of garlic and drink that. I ain't never heard that concoction.
You boiling water, you're going to die, man. You got to let that shit cool.
Well, not boiling water. You know, hot water, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, make boiling water, make a hot water like a tea. You know what I'm saying? So I was told to do that. I was like, I've never heard of garlic, lemon, and honey going with nothing. I was like, I'm not drinking that. So you're going to have to give me a different remedy. My self-care package has not arrived, which actually has all my fucking NyQuil in it. So I just been battling, you know what I'm saying, popping Mucinex pills, and but it is what it is. So I'm here, people, you know what I'm saying?
All the people that's from Texas right now, man, if y'all remember back on January 31st, man, it was just Tuesday. I'm saying, it's freezing out here. It's cold as hell. Y'all done told y'all about my ankle injuries and stuff like that. But my foot,
you feeling it,
my
huh?
whole foot is like sore right now. Like, it don't make no sense. And I'm inside, but my damn foot is killing me. I'm tired as hell. I ain't getting no sleep last night. I had to get a doctor's appointment today, but I had to cancel it because they were talking about all these accidents on the road, shit. So I'm like, I'm not going out there. The only good thing is I got the official word that I'm starting that job on February 11th. I just want to tell everybody I appreciate y'all for looking out for me, man. But I'm too tired to be even be hyped about that right now. So,
congrats.
Man, I wish Boy G was on, so at least he can give us some kind of motivation. You know what I'm talking about?
But, he said he was ready for the next coming weeks, ass nigga.
Yeah.
Boy, it's the coming week, nigga. Where you at, Greg?
But he always come a little late sometimes, so we'll see if he come on. If not, then, you know what I'm saying, we try. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got a couple things. Yo, did you watch that movie, You People?
I was trying to watch it today.
Didn't watch it. It's all right.
I got all the way up into you know, he hooped at the park, and you know, the wedding planner part. Mm-hmm. I think that's where I kind of stopped at, because it was just kind of like, you can talk about it.
I ain't gonna talk about it. I'll let you finish watching it. People probably still ain't watched it yet, man. So it's first week out. We'll do a little review on it. You know what I'm talking about? Shout out to Lauren London. She looked fantastic the whole movie. I can tell you that much.
Boy.
And of course, watching Eddie Murphy at anything except Coming to America 2 is always awesome. we'll talk about it later. It ain't no big deal.
Yeah.
Cross that off my list.
I did start to watch it, though.
Nah, ain't no big deal. Did you hear about the conspiracy that's going around about why those officers did what they did to Tyree Nichols?
Nah.
Just wanted to bring it up real quick, see what you thought. One of the guys that was there, supposedly, this is allegedly, air quotes, one of the guys, the officers that was beating him, was a baby mama of the guy that Tyree, is a baby mama of one of the females that Tyree, I guess, Nichols is messing with at his job at FedEx. And they said I guess he didn't like that he was messing with his baby mama. They didn't say anything like bad. They just said he was messing with his baby mama.
Got you.
And then he said, they said on the video, because I still haven't watched it, they said he stepped back and took a picture of Tyree Nichols. And they said he sent that picture to her. The picture that them beating up the dude, of Tyree Nichols, my bad, and sent it to the baby moms to let them know that, basically, that's what happens when you mess around with like, your people. So, hey, I know a lot of people been wondering, because I know me, it just wasn't sitting right. I'm like, yo, what happened? Like, damn, you just pick a random motherfucker, get them and then beat them up? Like, what kind of crazy shit is this?
Yeah.
It doesn't make it better, but at least it gives some kind of explanation as to the mind state and what some of these people is. It sounded like she needed a restraining order or something against a nigga like that that would go out and beat up baby mama. Beat up somebody that the baby mama was messing with. It just sounds crazy.
Yeah. I did see the video, though. I watched the, you know, it wasn't the full, you know, timeline of the video, but you know what I'm saying, like enough of it to kind of see what transpired. I think more than just the police officers need to be fired, though. The EMTs, they didn't respond in a timely fashion to administering aid as well. They said there was a sixth officer that showed up too. I'm not too sure about that one, but I mean, obviously we know the five. But just the scene itself, you know, is kind of gut-wrenching, man. It really is. Obviously the reports let you know that the gentleman was a couple houses down from his mom's place. In the video, you could hear him screaming out to her. You see what I'm saying? Like, it was... not a pleasant anything. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, I was guarding myself. Anytime I seen it like pop up, I was turning it. I wasn't watching it. But I was seeing about I guess it was a white guy that said he lost his job as well. One of the responders, I think he was one of the first officers on the scene, a white guy or something like that.
And that's what I'm talking about.
He lost his job or something like that. And they were talking about they reviewing other people. Because like how you said, they said it wasn't just
them.
They said that's what a lot of people are up in arms about right now. About how I guess everybody handled it. Because it was like, from what I'm hearing, is like they didn't care if the nigga lived or died. And nobody on the scene cared. So
He didn't have to lose his life. You know what I mean? Like, okay, you beat him down, but he could have survived that. You know what I mean? Had y'all just done what you were supposed to and not, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not be afraid. I don't know if it was fear of interference. You know what I'm saying? If those officers might have threatened them as well or not. You know what I mean? Like, all of that will unfold as time goes on. Obviously, everybody will have their story and their take and their input. But, yeah, man, it's just he didn't have to lose his life. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of the pain that was, you know, dished out by them. So, that's just,
The Super Bowl is, I'm sorry, I'm tired. Excuse me if these transitions is terrible. I apologize. But, hey, it is what it is. Rest in peace to Tyree Nichols. I won't say that before we move on.
I'll repeat it up. But
the Super Bowl is February the 12th. We got a little while before that actually happens, so we're not going to get the Super Bowl picks just yet. What I want to do is I want to start a new segment called LaFrance's Prize Picks. You know what I'm saying? If y'all don't know, they got a little app called Prize Picks where you can kind of bet on games and stuff like that. And up until this time, I've literally been losing. So I figured, what better way than to get with my partners to see if we can get some of these prize pick wins, and I will update y'all next week if some of these wins go through. Right now, because it only go by day by day, so we're going by Tuesday. We got Cleveland going to play Miami, and we got the Knicks going to play Chicago. And Chicago gonna play the Clippers, my bad. And Milwaukee gonna play Charlotte. The way these prize picks go is you pick a player and they give you stat, they give you a stat. Like they give you like let's say LaMelo Ball. They play in Milwaukee. They got 23.5 points. Well, you think he'll make more than that or less than that? That's how easy it is. It's real simple. You know what I'm saying? So let's go with this.
Who got halves though? Where you get a half point from?
That's what I don't know.
That don't even make sense, man. Nigga, is he gonna get 23 or no?
It is.
What is half coming at, nigga? Like,
I don't
that only makes
But this we gonna do. We gonna pick Paul George. Let's pick Paul George.
And that nigga ain't even gonna play, man.
Huh?
That nigga ain't even gonna play.
Let's take Paul George off then.
That nigga soft as baby shit, bro. Like that nigga don't never play, man. Him and Kawhi, man, you don't never know. Like shit, I'd hate for you to pick that nigga and that nigga don't even suit up, bro. You just lost.
Well, let's go. Let's go. Julius Randle. They play the Lakers. And then let me pick somebody. Let me pick one more person. Let me pick Giannis. You know Giannis gonna play. Okay. Now the thing for Julius Randle is will he make over 26.5 points, more or less?
Woo! I'm gonna go less.
You go less?
I'm gonna go less, man. AD back, bro.
Well, I'm gonna pick these with you then. Giannis, will he get more or less 32 points? He playing Charlotte.
Man, them niggas might blow them out. Them niggas might be up by 40 in the first quarter, nigga. Ain't no telling. But he is coming off of a 50 point outer, man. It's very likely. It's very likely. Hot streak shit, you know.
So I'm gonna put more then.
Yeah, I'll give it to more. Him.
And this is just a $20 bet, the potential to win $60.
You know okay.
So next week I'm gonna let y'all know if that bet go through. You know what I'm talking about? We're gonna see if Fry saves some money off of this. We're gonna start this at least every week. You know what I'm saying? Fry's
Friday. Okay.
We're gonna make sure.
Hey, man.
At least try to get some money. Try to make me some
want
money.
You to get money, dog. You know what I'm saying? Want to make you get some money, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, yeah. We not sponsored by Prize Picks at all. Shit, they ain't giving me no money. Man. But hey, I found it interesting, so I was like, let's throw it in there. It's only eligible in certain cities. I mean, certain states like Texas, I think Louisiana, Florida, stuff like that. It ain't eligible everywhere.
Gotcha.
So, free promo from them, but that is what it is.
That's for sure.
But I'm not gonna lie to you, man.
Oh, God.
I'm done, my boy. I don't have nothing else.
Hey, man.
15 minutes, man.
Nah, we sick, man. They understand. We told them, man. 5-10 minutes, it added up to 15. You heard? Like, we stretch it out for you, man. You know what I'm saying? Not every week is, you know, eventful or, you know, I mean, you gotta understand, man. We ain't feeling good. You know what I'm saying? But we still took time. I woke up to make sure that I can get online and let y'all see my face, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got the heady ha-ha's, you know what I mean? Like, them shits hurt right now to laugh like that. Yeah. So, just kind of want to, you know what I'm saying? I just want to have a good time. Like, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the boy AD Remix and every goddamn thing. So, okay, that's cool. yeah.
That boy struggling. You see that phlegm came up. Hey, man. Yeah, you're struggling, y'all.
Yeah, so we good, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We did what we could, you know what I'm saying? Through sickness and health. Till death do us part. Mm-hmm. We dropping episode after episode. That's that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
As far as I'm concerned, niggas, remember to share, remember to like, share, subscribe, and comment to this podcast. All right. Shoot, follow us on Instagram at the MVP underscore podcast. Email us at mansupodcast@yahoo.com and then follow us on Twitch and Facebook Gaming at MV Podcast Gaming. All right. So, yeah, that's it, people. You know what I'm saying? We've been streaming a little bit. You know what I'm saying? We've been getting active. You know what I'm saying? A couple niggas mad because we up and kicking ass. But other than that, you know what I'm saying? We good. About to kick some fucking ass. Yeah, man. We good, though. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm about to boil some water in the kettle. Pour another bag of Theraflu.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Eat this hot chicken soup. And that's my evening, man. You know what I'm saying?
I mean.
Go to work and get everybody sick tomorrow. You heard? Yeah.
Thank y'all for tuning in for these not even 20 minutes.
Appreciate you.
We'll see y'all next week. If y'all want a double feature, just start it back over from the beginning. You probably missed something. I said it twice. But we appreciate y'all. We're going to highlight y'all. It's been EVP.
That thing right there.
Pray for me. Pray for book. Do everything I